Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens. Welcome to another week of Matt's Missive, as I've been calling it for some stupid reason, where Matt has gone back and watched all of the episodes from New Who onwards. I hate saying New Who. It just feels stupid. Anyway, then the reboot series. I don't even like reboot. It's just Doctor Who. But I feel like if I called this series season 27, it would be weird. Is it The Guardian that does that? They refer to it as, like, you know, the current season will be like 49 or something stupid. Matt's email has been a delight so far, as it's kind of unlocked a lot of amazing feelings. Like, I just, every time I talk about one of these episodes, I think about the first time I saw it, probably the 13th time I saw it. Like, I just kept watching them over and over again because, you know, I had time. I don't know why. I think I was doing breakfast radio. I was like, I finished work at 9 a.m. I came home and watched Doctor Who all day. Anyway, we're on to Boomtown, where Matt says there's a definite change of pace that felt very much like a breather before the big finale event. Initially, not a very welcome return for the Slitheen. I mean, they became a bit silly straight away. Although I feel like this episode did something interesting with it. He says, as it went on, the character-based nature of the episode was more of an in-depth view on the Doctor and the results of his actions, and it becomes a high point of the series. I feel like that's true. Also, like, it felt like Russell T. Davis was pulling a Star Trek in this one. Maybe, you know, this is, he's seen kind of the farting monsters and has gone, oh, yeah, maybe a bit too far. Like the Ferengi. When the Ferengi were first in Star Trek, they were meant to be this terrifying, evil kind of alien, and then they were just ridiculous, as the way they were realized was just stupid. On Deep Space Nine, you kind of rehabilitate them. Yeah, they're kind of a comedy character. They become comedic. But also, you kind of get an insight into their culture. Their culture kind of makes sense in a way. And I feel like this was Russell T. Davis going, all right, I'm going to pivot on the Slitheen, and we're going to kind of like get into what happens with one of them. Annette Badland was already in the show. She was in the two-parter and obviously escaped to become in charge of some sort of energy project in Cardiff. She's the mayor, I think. Anyway, it's hilarious. As Matt says, Margaret's eventual fate is a shame, really, as I could have seen her ultimately become a recurring character for years, especially with the incredible Annette Badland in the role. Aunt Babe in space, who could ask for more? Oh, Aunt Babe is her character from EastEnders. She's also in Ted Lasso. Like, she's, you know, she's in everything. She's a great actor. And she was a main character in... Wizards, was it Wizards versus Aliens? Was that the name of that show that kind of replaced the Sarah Jane Adventures? Because like it was like, oh, there's this crew, they're suddenly out of work because of the sad passing of Elizabeth Sladen, so the lead character's not there, so they just went, well, we'll just keep making one, we'll just keep making a kids show. But yeah, I like so much is being set up in this episode, obviously. Like, you know, with the Heart of the TARDIS opening up, it's like, oh, we need to see what that is because that's going to become important later on. So it's a whole bit of business that's going on, as well as trying to do like a kind of a two-hander, which I don't think they succeeded at as much as some of those really devastating two-handers that they do in Star Trek. Or, oh my God, there are so many great two-handers in EastEnders. But yeah, it still like works to an extent. It's just because they've also got all the other weirdness with the trying to, you know, she tries to kill him a few times and it's just, it's a bit slapstick. But it's still, you know, it's kind of great to have like this gear change, especially after the giant two-parter that was, you know, the whole World War II business with Empty Child and the Doctor Dancers. So dancers, if you want that. But yeah, that is some good fun. On to the next one, which is the season finale, Bad Wolf and the Parting of the Ways. Matt says, as great as it was to see a metal meanie again in Dalek, it wasn't exactly hordes of them as we'd always dreamed of seeing. The best we ever got was about four of them going around in circles, like a repeating background in a Hanna-Barbera chase scene. Oh, yeah, Scoopy and Shaggy just run past the same doorway 14 times. but wow, hundreds and hundreds of Daleks at last, a proper threat. This two-parter really is a best of from the series up until now, from the ridiculous versions of Big Brother, Weakest Link, What Not to Wear with a sci-fi twist, to the bigger and bolder ideas that Doctor Who has never been able to do before on this scale. The Emperor Dalek, aforementioned Dalek hordes. It's sad in a way to also note that Jack's throwaway kiss of Rose and the Doctor was barely noticed back then. Maybe a raised eyebrow from those who didn't like it. But today would probably result in the thick masses riding in droves and the current government using it as a new stick to beat the BBC. And to round it all off, our first new series, Regeneration. Fantastic. Oh, thank you, Matt. That is a cute... what a cute thing to add at the end. Bless. Yeah, like, I just thought, oh, we've got the one Dalek and that's all they could negotiate and they're not going to come back. And then Rose gets zapped out of the... She was playing the Weakest Link, wasn't she? With the android, Anne Robinson. Hilarious. And she gets zapped and then we hear, bom, 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 the, if you've been listening to my comic book recaps over on Patreon, there is a ba-dum, moment about that sound effect coming up. But yeah, that Dalek noise was just like, what? Daleks? More Daleks? It was very exciting. I was utterly thrilled by the cliffhanger to this one. It was amazing. And again, there's all of the subtext and the satirical business, like all of the making fun of reality television and how far it's probably going to end up, like actually killing people. You know, the Davina McCall robot going, we're going to come and get you, which had real menace to it. but yeah, like it's kind of like terrifying. Also again, another, you know, wonderful actor kind of like on the start of their journey in their career, turning up as Linda with a Y, the delightful Joe Joyner, like, you know, who's been in EastEnders and, what's that show she does with the guy that's in Rose? Like, is it Shakespeare and Hathaway? It's something like that. Anyway, it's one of those fun murder shows. A fun murder show just should not be a sentence that comes out of anyone. But I love a fun murder show. I mean, you know, Vera's my favourite fun murder show. but yeah, I do just, like, I loved all of that. Like, the first series of the show, I just loved it. Like, even in when the crazy Dalek business was going on and Rose gets dumped on Earth, but like the Emperor Dalek talking about you know, blasphemy and the kind of implication of what is and isn't appropriate if for prayer and for worship, like there's a whole other kind of level to that, that you're kind of going, oh, wow. So this is, you know, this is trying to say more than just here's some evil space aliens that have filleted the human race to find one or two cells that were pure enough to create Daleks from. Like, that in itself is a very strange concept. But yeah, like there was this really deeply satirical and edge to the series, and like it was saying something more than just here's a space adventure, and I feel like it kind of loses that from here on in, and that's probably got something to do with Russell T. Davis no longer having that much time. Like, the when you work on something for the first time, you've got ages before it's made, and then they're like, okay, next series, and you're like, what? How am I going to fit that in? Like, we went from making 10 episodes of Hard Quiz to 20 to 40. And it's very busy. Anyway, we'll continue Matt's letter in the next episode.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.